Making Improvements to the Genetics of the Sheep Business. We're visiting today with David Thomas, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. David, there's an association now that helps sheep producers make improvements. Can you tell us what that is?
The National Sheep Improvement Program provides estimates of genetic value for economically important traits such as reproduction, growth rate, wool production, to producers of sheep so they can make more effective selection decisions when selecting breeding stock.
David, describe how that works for us.
Sure. The producers collect the data. They'll record the number of lambs that a ewe gives birth to, the number of lambs that she weans, the weaning weights of those lambs, the post-weaning weights of those lambs, fleece weights of the sheep, and all that data is submitted electronically to the processing facility, which happens to be in Australia. Australia has a much larger sheep population than we do, a lot better infrastructure, and they're willing to crunch the numbers for us, and that organization is called Lambplan, and Lambplan then sends the estimated breeding values back to the producer.
And David, what's the significance to the sheep grower of this information?
It's a much more accurate of the actual genetics of the animal than, say, just the weights that you've submitted. So you can make more accurate selection decisions and make progress at a faster rate in improving the productivity.
David, can you give us an idea what your role in this association is and that of UW-Madison?
The UW has been involved for several years. I was chair of the technical committee that originally developed the National Sheep Improvement Program and still serve on that technical committee. And then we have sheep producers within Wisconsin that serve on the board of directors. We've had a lot of involvement with this program over the years. Plus, I would say that all of our purebred sheep at the Arlington Ag Research Station are in the program, and we have some of the ram trait leaders within the breed because we've used this data over a fairly long period of time to make genetic improvement.
David, the program is recent. What kind of change would you expect between before and after in the sheep business?
The change that we hope will happen is that we'll have more breeders get on the program so that we can make even more rapid genetic improvement in the sheep business. So far, we're seeing a 1-2% improvement per year in the flocks that are on the program. But what we need to have are more producers on the program so we can make more improvement in the entire U.S. flock.
And if you're interested in the program, David, where do you go? What do you do?
There is an excellent website, just nsip.org, that has all the information on enrollment.
We've been visiting with David Thomas, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.